So we learned the Mishnah Chavov and Min Aleph, list off Kinyani Karka, Kinyani Metalfalim, then list off Kinyan Agav. We discussed Kinyan Agav. Then the last line of the Mishnah tells you the din of Gilgal Shvur. Even though Enish by Malakarkoes, but if you have the person obligated to swear a Shvur on Metalfalim, then you can mean begalgal on the person that he should swear on an issue of Karka as well. So the Gemara wants to know. That's one din of Gilgal Shvur. There's another din of Gilgal Shvur. I'd say everything is metalfalim, but on one case he was a kofer hak, on one case he's a made of a mitzvah. So once you have him in a lock, once you have him in a hold that he has to swear a shvur derais on the made of a mitzvah, then you have the right to make him swear on the kofer hakal as well. Karka is a bigger chiddush that even though never ended by malakarkos, still he can be megalgal. So the Gemara wants to know what is the mocker for that din. How do you know? What's the mocker for the din of Kinyan Agav? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. So the Gemara wants to know, where is the mocker? In the middle. So Ula says the mocker is that by the Soito she swears, Omer Haisha Amen Amen. Why does she say twice Amen? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody says a bracha, you should only say Amen once. You shouldn't say Amen twice. Sometimes if you say the same word twice, if you say with the right inflection, so it means the opposite. You say, is this true? So the guy says, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, sometimes if you say with that inflection, it means no. Oh, no, no. If you say the same word twice, sometimes it means yes. So it says, when you say amen to a bracha, you should only say amen once. If two people say a bracha, two different people say two different brachas, then you say amen vi amen. But you shouldn't say amen, amen. So how come she says amen, amen? Why twice? Husnan, the Mishnah and Sotis, Amei Amer, so why does she say twice Amei Amei? Amen al Ha'ala, Amen al Hashvua. The Kohen is Mashbia, the Sotis, in the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the Shvua Bifnim. There's a Shvua in the Azar, then the Shvua Bachutz, in the Din Torah, Chutz le Beis HaMikdosh. The Shvua in the Beis HaMikdosh is the Shvua HaSotis. And she has to swear that it's not true. My husband is choshed that I was having an affair with somebody else. So she says, she swears that it's not true. She says, Amen. The Kohen says, I want you to swear that you're innocent. So she says, Amen. Means I swear I am innocent. Then she says, Amen al ha'olam. She accepts upon herself the curse. What is the curse? So Rashi quotes, Yitin Hashem, what's the olam? Yirechech nafelos is bit nechtzoba. She should get sick and she should die. Mishnah has that if she has the schusim, then the machleg satanai, whether the schus is toilet, but she's going to get sick right away. Schus will be told she won't die immediately, but she's still going to get sick. One time holds, how can you say the schus is toilet? The whole purpose of the maimam varim is to see whether she's innocent or guilty. And right away, if she survives, so the husband is allowed to live with his wife. So you can't say the schus is toilet. And then the Mishnah says, no, schus is tal, but she's going to get sick right away. And there's no reason that she should get sick. She's drinking plain water, has a little ink in it. We erased the ink into it. The ink is not poisonous, and it has little sand in it. But that's not a reason to get sick. Certainly not a reason to die. So the whole Parsha Zoita is the one and only case where the Torah promises a miracle in the future. Usually, Ein Samech Malanes, here the Torah says you can rely on the Nes. If she gets sick, then we assume that she's guilty. And if she's not getting sick at all, then we assume that she's innocent and the husband is permitted to remain with her. So she says, Amen, Amen twice, Amen al Hashvua. She's swearing I'm innocent, I did not violate Loisinov, and Amen al Ha'olah. And if it's true that I did violate Loisinov, so I accept upon myself the curse that the Kohen just mentioned. Amen, Amen. Then the Mishnah has, what else? Amen mi'ishzeh, amen mi'ishacher. The husband was only choshed her biznus with a particular person, so there was kinu istir. Kinu means the hasra, the husband wants the wife altistre mishplaini. And then there was stira, she was misyacheres with that person. Other people, there was never any kinui, or even if there was kinu, there was no stira. So there's no, the parsha seita doesn't apply to other people. And nonetheless, she says, Amen, 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 Meish Acher. Even though there was no kina, there was no stira, the husband is megalgal on her, that she's not only she's swearing on this with respect to the person whom the husband was choshed her with, on the one that was kinister, Amen Meisha Acher as well. And then you say, Amen Shalosa Tisi Arusa Nesua, Shemeres Yovam Ukenusa. So the Gemara initially thought that each one of these is separate, mili mili katani, that you can have a case of a soita where she says shalosa tisi arusa, you can have a case of a soita if she's los satisi nesua shemeres yovam and knusa. So what's taka the din?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's normal. Nesua is a normal case. Yeah, that's the normal case. The shad is, what do you mean? Let's say she's a soita sofik. Soita vada means you know for sure that she was a mizana. Soita sofik, there was kinyan steer. That's called soita sofik. Let's say, so the husband has a right to be megalgal her. Let's say the husband is choshe that she didn't go to mikveh last month, that she fooled him when she said she went to the mikveh. So does he have a right to be megalgal on her that she did go to, that he wants her to swear that she went to the mikveh? Let's say, he's choshed that she didn't daven last Wednesday. So does he have a right to be megalgal? That's irrelevant. Well, Gilgal Shvuah is, I have you in a hold, you're motive in mikzas, you have to swear, and I hold that you owe me money. You were a kai for haka last month and a dintara. I hold that you owe me that money. And you said you don't owe me the money, and a kai for haka doesn't swear on the level of ice, it doesn't swear. And before they instituted Shvuas Heses, Tosis says, was instituted Bismanho Amaroim Ha'achreinim. Days of the time, there was no Shvuas Heses. So if I have you in a hold, you have to swear to Shvuat Amaroim Ha'vitzah's case, I can be Mashbir you on the kai for haka case. Because if you'll admit that it's not so, then you'll have to pay me the money. But let's say I have you on a Moedim Mitzvah's case, and I think that you didn't daven yesterday. I think you didn't like tefillin yesterday. So what is it my business? What is it tefillin? It's not a taina ben adam lachaveiroi. Here, the husband can only be mashbia the wife with the gilgul on something that's going to asa lebailo. If she was mezana, if it's true satisi means she was mezana. If she is mezana, she becomes asur al baila. So what's taka the din? Shemeres yavam shezinsa is asura liyavam. That's taka the din. Shemeres yavam. If she's not asura liyavam, so how can you even make a gilgal shvur? So those atisa shemeres yavam is like whether she davened yesterday. She didn't daven. It is not relevant to the marriage. So the Gemara says
she didn't go to the mikveh. She's also on there.
That's included. She didn't go to the mikveh, but it's not an isa soita. It's an isa nida.
So that's also not included.
Also not included. Can only include things that if she's lying, if it's true, but he's choshed her, then she's asur al-baila. They have to get divorced because she's a soita. So the Mishnah clearly holds that shemeres yavam shezinsa is asur liyavam. She's not allowed liberty of him. The Gemara said we don't paskin like that though. So how do we have the nerve to paskin against the Mishnah? So Gemara said there is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Whether Kiddushin Topsim Mechavi Lavin. So Rabbi Akiva holds because you have a pasuk that indicates Kisien Ali Shtei Noshim Hoachas Ahuva Vachas Nuva Vyodo Labonim Ahuva Vachas Nuva Ya Ben Apchor Lasnia. There's a Luyucha Labaka is Ben Ahuva Alpanei Ben Astur Apchor. There would have been a Havamina that because the husband doesn't like this wife, therefore her son shouldn't be entitled to Pishnan. Why should it be such a Havamina? Just like he can't stand. Just because he doesn't like that wife, so this, why is the son at fault? Why should the son lose out the Pishnai? So the Gemara says, Ahuva Asnua doesn't mean whether the husband likes the wife or dislikes her. Ahuva Benisuel and Snua Benisuel. One is a permitted marriage, one is a forbidden marriage. A man has two wives. One wife he's allowed to live with, one wife he's not allowed to live with. So one might have thought, if he had the Bein HaPchor from the wife who's forbidden to marry him, I would have thought that maybe that child is not entitled to Pishnai. He shouldn't have been brought into the world at all. The husband should never have married that wife. So maybe he's not a title. So even if he's a mamzer, we assume that he gets Pishnai. Some Mishanim hold the Shilti Gibarim on the side of the Rif and Yavamis, quotes the Riaz that a mamzer doesn't get Pishnai. How did he figure that one out? Because the Gemara says, Kisihienu liish, Havai means Tvises Kiddushin. Like it says, Vaholcha, Vahoysa liish acher, Makish Havai liyitziya. So Havai means getting married. Vaholcha. Hoysa, Havai means getting Maisa Kisiena, Lishtei Noshim, means that there's Tfisas Kiddushim with the both wives. And one of them is Nur Ben Yisrael. So you see from the Pasuk that there's a Hechitimtza, a man is married by the and the Kiddushan Atofsin. So the Gemara has in general a Machloikas Habai Verovah in the beginning in the first parak in Tmurin. Also, Darmachmana Lesabed Yavid Mahani Yavid Lamahani. Person one had did something that you need Dasa Adam, and the Torah says you're not allowed to express Das on this case. You're not allowed, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Or Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeris, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona. So there's a Machloikas Habai Verovah. Whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, go ahead and you do it. Let's say, you're not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. They killed the animal. So what are you going to say? The animal is alive. You can't say the animal is alive. It's not an issue that you need Das Adam. You shoot the animal is dead. Whether the person did it, b'shegig of the mezid. Machleg sabai b'rabu, whether Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, is a case where you have no right to express Das on this case. And you need Das Adam that the Haloi should take effect over here. Since the Torah didn't allow you to express such a das, maybe such a das cannot bring about a chaloi. So that's the machlokes Abai v'Rav. So what's the din tak halacha l'maaseh? Where do you learn it out from? So we paskan la halacha. We don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva here by Chavi Lam. We paskan that by Chavi Krisis and Kiddushin Tovsin. Man is mekadosh achoso bito imo. Whenever it's a ishish, whenever it's mekadosh Chavi Krisis and Kiddushin Tovsin. It is Kiddushin Tovsin. So that's the question, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Is the rule, the rule is like Chavi Krisis, and Chavi Lavin is the exception to the rule? Or would you say no? The rule is the Chavi Lavin, that even though you had no right to do this Kiddushin, but the Kiddushin Achal, and the Krisis is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara in Tmura says, that's the fundamental machlokes, Habai Berave. Whether Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? From these two psukim, from these two dinim. So here the Gemara says, how do you know that there's ever a case like Kiddushin Atofsin where there was an Isser involved? So the Gemara says, here's the pasuk, Kisi En Elish, Havai means Tvisis Kiddushin, Shtei Noshim, Achas Ahuva Ben Yisrael, and Achas Nur Ben Yisrael. One was a permissible marriage, one was a prohibited marriage. Despite the fact that it's a prohibited marriage, the Kiddushin are still Tovsin. So you see that all the Tanoim agree that there's such a case. That's why I would have thought that the Pchor is not entitled to Pishnaim, because it was a prohibited marriage. But the Shilta Gibbarin quotes the Shita from the Iraz, but the Pasuk is talking about Kisiyeda, where there's Tvisis Kiddushin. Pasuk is not talking, and what makes a Mamza if it's Chavi Krisis, where it's a Kiddushin Tovsin. So you have no Pasuk that says that a Mamza gets Pishnaim. Mamza, the pasuk is the kisiyena liish. Even though it's a prohibited marriage, nonetheless the pchor gets pishnaim. Is talking about a case where the kiddushin atofsin, because that's kisiyena liish. So that's what led or misled, however you'll say, either that led or misled the shilti gibarim, the riyaz, into saying that if the child would taka be a mamzer, it wouldn't be kiddushin atofsin. Then he taka doesn't get pishnaim. But that opinion is not accepted. We don't pasuk like that riyaz. That's a collector's item. So there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, and Shulchan Aruch, they talk about that Shita from the Shilta Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, we don't paskel like Rabbi Akiva, we paskel like Shimon HaTemani, or Shimon HaTimni, whatever his name was. So Shimon HaTemani says it depends on Chavi Krisis. Chavi Krisis ain't Kiddushin Tovsin, and Chavi Lavin Kiddushin Tovsin. Rabbi Akiva, Ha-Yoyse, Chavi Lavin, Ke-Chavi Krisis. Rabbi Akiva holds even ain't Kiddushin Tovsin, and Chavi Lavin. So what does he do with the pasuk kisiyena liish ha'achas nua snua ben Yisrael? It's a beferish pasuk that there is a case that a man is married by Yisr and the kedushin atopsin. So the Gemara says maybe that goes on chayve esay. Maybe we should split between chayve lav and chayve esay. What's chayve esay? Who's a chayve esay? Where do you have an Yisr esay? Be'ula l'kain gadol. Be'ula l'kain gadol. If the Kohen Gadol marries an almana, that's a lav. If the Kohen Gadol marries a ba'ula, that's only an Isser Esi. So one opinion in the Gemara, there are several versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva has to agree that there's a case, Kisiyena, Kiddushin Atopsin, and Achasnua Ben Yisrael. He has to agree. He can't say that en kiddushin tavsin in all marriages that are against the din. It's a pasuk kisiyena. So one opinion in the Gemara is it only goes on bu'ula v'koin. Another opinion is that Rabbi Akiva only restricts his opinion to chabe lav and desher. Chabe lav and desher means if I'm related to this woman, it's a korah mishpocha, and there's no korah. Usually, when you have a share basa, there's an isa korah. What do you have a chayvi lav in this share where there's no korah?
Sister.
No, sister, there is korah. Balachosa, there is korah. Where do you have a chayvi lav in this share, a relative where there's no korah? It's in Yevamos. It's only one case. So Rabbi Akiva understands Pshat. Once you did Chalitza, you're not permitted to do Yibna. So if he's going to go ahead and do Yibum, this is his sister-in-law. He's related to her by marriage. It's not exactly Chai B'Lav and Desher. It's not a blood relative, but it's the Gemara calls her Chai B'Lav and Desher. So one version of the Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'Chai B'Lav and is only Chai V'Lav in the Sher, only that case. And then the Rambam, and we don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddush Tov Simchai V'Lavin. So the Rambam writes, we don't paskan like Rabbi Akiva on this either. That Kivin Shel Abana Shel V'Yivna is only an Issa D'Rabbanim. It's not, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva was forced into coming up with this din. Because he holds Ein Kiddush Tov Simchai V'Lavin, but he restricts it only Chai V'Lavin the Sher. So where's the Chai V'Lavin the Sher? Where's there a relative who's also without Koris? So you had to invent this, didn't Kivish Alamon Shalyuda. The Rambam says, we don't pass like anything Rebbe Kivi said here. So we hold that a Chalutza, Kivish Alamon Shalyuda, and once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum. So the Rambam writes that we don't accept that opinion. That's only Rebbe Kivi, we pass, and that's only Anissa the Rabban. It's a very big Chiddush. The Rajbo says, the Rajbo picks on the Rambam, and the Rajbo quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam says it's totally zebizeh. If only if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, ain't kiddush nofs mechai b'lavin, then kim shal bana shuv v'yivna. Once you hold like the chachamim that chai b'lavin is kiddush and tofsin, then we don't hold from that holding at all. Why does the Rambam hold that it's totally zebizeh? Why should it depend? So that's what the Rashi says. He doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. Why does the Rambam think that it's totally zebizeh? Okay, so there's a good explanation. So one version of Rabbi Akiva is that he only says b'chai v'lav in the shir. The other version is no. By all, where else do you have chai v'lav? And mamzeres is a chai v'lav. Mamzeres is a isa lav. Le'yover mamzer b'kal Hashem. So mamzeres, Rabbi Akiva will say that ain't kiddushin tofsin. But if it's chai v'lav in the kahuna, maybe there it is Kiddush and Tofsin. Then there's another version, no. Chai V'Lavin by Kuhuna is in Kiddush and Tofsin. Only is the essay of Kuhuna. So there are three different versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. We don't accept any of the versions. We pass like Shem and Atimani. It all depends on Issa Koris. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah that says that if Shemeres Yovam Shezinsa becomes a Soita, a Surah to the Yovam, that's only for all like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chavi Lavin is just as Chomer as Chavi Krisis. Not just as Chomer. Chavi Krisis is Kuris. Chavi Lavin is no Kuris. But for all other intents and purposes, Rabbi Akiva is Oise, Chavi Lavin ke Chavi Krisis. So just like Eshes and Shezinsa, there's an Issa Kuris on Loisinov. A Yavam Balashuk is an Issa Lav. Lasi Eshes Hames Achutso. Is a lav. So Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavi Lavin is just as Chomer as Chavi Kris has been a gift to all other purposes. There's no Kores, but Hoyoisa Chavi Lavin can Chavi Kris. So therefore, he, the Shitosa, holds that a Shemeres Yom Shezinsa is like an Eshes Shezinsa. But we pass on Chavi Lavin is not like Chavi Kris. Not only that there's no Kores, whatever other dinim we say Kedushan Atopsin, Ein Avlad Mamzer. So we hold la aloha that Shemeres Yom Shezinsa would be muteris liyavam, because it's not a full ishus. It's not the same as an eshes ishezinsa. Eshes ishezinsa, that's a soita, parsha of soita. Shemeres Yom is what we call zika. Zayin yud kufay, the zika, the means that there's A keshet, there's a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, Isha Hikdalom and Hashamayim. He never really married her. And if the Yavama is Mizana, she's not Chayiv Nisa, she's Abraham Alav. Lisiya Shisames Achutza Lizar. Yavama Yavaleh, it's an essay and it's a love. Yavama Yavaleh is an essay, Lisiya Shachutza is a love. But
she gets married. She doesn't have to be Mizana, she can get married to somebody else, right?
If what happened? Her husband died.
And she got married to somebody else.
Yeah. So she still needs the chalitza. She has to get the chalitza.
She's not allowed to marry her.
The question is, if she has a din of a soita, then she has to get divorced from her present husband. So we don't accept her Akiva's opinion. We don't pass like this Mishnah. We pass on Shemeres Yavam Shezin, so it's not Asura to the Yavam, and she's not Asura to the Boyal either.
And it's no difference if she was Zana or she got married to somebody.
Same thing. She got married, it could be that she was, the whole thing was B'Shegeg. Yeah. Meaning she didn't realize that there's anything, she didn't know that there's an Issa. Could be that it's B'Shegeg. So it's B'Shegeg. But even if she knew that it's against the din, she knows she's not supposed to marry anybody else until she has the chalitza. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Shemeres yavam shezinsa asur leyavam and asur lebal leboil. We don't pass like that. That's the Gemara insight that has like that. So here the havamina of the Gemara was, Rashi writes, havamina was that mili katoni. You see the Rashi, mili katan, that's a Lashon HaGemara. Means that there's a semicolon over here. You read the Mishnah, Omen Shalot Satisi Arusa semicolon, Nisua semicolon, Shemaz Yavam, these are four different cases. Arusa Nisua Shemaz Yavam, Knutso, are four different examples of a Soito. You can have a Parsha of a Soito if the girl only has Erisin. Let's say a woman has Erisin, she didn't yet have Nisua and she's Mizana. Is there an Issa Karis there? I remember when I was in high school, so the boychen in the high school was Reb Mendel Zaks. So he always used to ask questions that he knew we wouldn't know the answers to, but he wanted to see if we were thinking straight. So remember he asked me that question. An Arusa Shezinsa, is the Karis? I said, of course there's Karis. So he said, oh, you don't know the Tosfei Arosh and Yemamas. Tosfei Arosh quotes a Maharam Rittenberg that there's no Karis. But the Rishonim all say it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. So he was happy. I was thinking straight. I said, of course there's Karis. Yeah. So the Gemara understood, the Habamin of the Gemara was that the Mishnah is giving four different examples of Soito. One case is the husband and the wife only have Erisin. One case they have Nisuin. One case she's a Shemeres Yavam. And one case she's a Knusa. Knusa means after the Yavam was Baal Yavimta, that's called Knusa. After he did the evil. So any one of the four cases, there would be a din of Saito. And Amen, Amen goes, why twice Amen? Amen miyishze, Amen miyishacher. The Gemara is going to kind of come to the conclusion, no, Amen, Amen means shalos, he can make a swear, shalos atisiya. During Erisin, he can make a swear. But during Nisuin, he can. So he's going to make a swear now that she was not Mizana, not during Erisin, and not, now he has Nisuin. The Shvuah on Erisin is going to be Ayde Gilgal. But originally Gemara didn't realize that. Gemara thought the Gilgal is Meish Zeh Amein Meish Acher. That's Gilgal. And Shalot Satisi, Erisin, Nisur, Shema, Sekhantin have four different cases. Any one of the four cases, you can have a din of Saita. Then Gemara is going to say it's impossible. By Arusa and Shemeris Yavam, it's a Beferish and Mishnah, that there's no din of Saita. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Hi, Arusa, Echidami. What do you mean that there are four separate cases of a site, and one of the four cases is only have Erisin? Ilema, if he should say the Konilo, he made the Kinoi Yastira. He made the Kinoi, he warned her, he gave her the Hasra, Altistri, Mishblaini, because he's Choshed her business. Ilema, if he should say the Konilo, Kishihi Arusa, the Kinoi was during Erisin. The Kamashi Lo, Kishihi Arusa, and she had Kinoi Yastira, and he's bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink. The Kamashkilo, he's giving her a drink, the Maim Amarim, when she's still in Arusa, that can't be. V'hatanan is a Beferish and Mishnah. Arusa, B'shemer Asyav, M'lo Shosos, V'lo Notlos Ksubo. My timer. Why doesn't Arusa and Shemer Asyavam not have the Parsha of Soita? Because the Pasuk says, Tachas Ishech. So the Arusa is an Eshe Sisha, lo B'beis HaBal. And the same thing, Shemeres Yavam is even less. Arusa Shizin says Kores, and Misa. Shemeres Yavam Shizin, so there's no Kores and there's no Misa. So it's even less Tachas Yishech. So the Gemara says, Arusa Shemeres Yavam, that's a Mishnah. Lo Shosos, the Parsha of Saita doesn't apply. What does it say below Notlos Ksuba? Why is Lo Notlos Ksuba? What's the din? When does a wife get ksuba? When does a wife not get ksuba? If the husband dies, or the husband divorced his wife, then he has to pay her ksuba. When is there an exception to the rule that the husband divorces his wife and he doesn't pay her ksuba? If it's the fault of the wife that they had to get divorced. Wife is always cursing her husband and cursing the shviger, and she's miserable and she never cooks the food. She doesn't want to go to mikveh. Crazy wife. I'm shugana. She makes life miserable. So if he could, that's his version. His version is she's making life miserable. Yeah, her version is he makes life miserable for her. So sometimes it's hard to ascertain. But if they can really ascertain that she was the one who was responsible for ruining the marriage, so then then she loses the ksuba. Then it's not his fault. She caused the gerushim. So what's the deal over here? A girl is an arusa shemeres yavam. The husband is mekane lo kino yastira. So the din is kino yastira. The woman becomes asura al baila. So if it's a normal married couple who has nisuin, and if you have kinyas, the wife says the husband is paranoid, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, and I'm not having an affair with my father. Her father comes every day to say hello to the wife. The husband's choshed that his wife is having an affair with her father. She says, you're crazy, I'm not having an affair with her brother. Her brother comes every day to say hello. So the husband's choshed that she's having an affair. There's no issa yichud with the father, there's no issa yichud with the brother. So she says, I'm not doing anything wrong. You're paranoid. See, if she's a normal woman who has nisuin, and the husband is kinei lo b'nistra, and she says, you're crazy, you're paranoid. So she didn't do anything. She didn't ruin the marriage. She always had a breira. The husband will take her to Beis Hamikdash. She'll drink the Mai Mamarim. She'll pass with flying colors. She won't get sick. Nothing will happen. She didn't do anything wrong. So the fact that the woman was, the husband warned her, maybe he's paranoid, the husband wants altistri, mishploini, and then Nistara, she goes and she does it. Is that considered that she ruined the marriage? She didn't ruin the marriage. She'll drink the Mai Mamarim, and there's no problem. But if she's an Arusa, and Kine Love and Nistara, then she just ruined the marriage. Because you can't have a drink the Mai Mamarim. And the minute that she does the Stira, she becomes Asura Labal. That's the Iser Esse. It says three times the word Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma. So the Gemara says, Echad Labal, Echad Labal, Echad Latruma. That's a Saita Safik, only has an Iser Esei of Vinitmo. If you ascertain the woman as a Saita Vada, if you have witnesses who know that she was Mizana with someone else, then there's an Iser Lav, then it's not just an Iser Esei. Where's the Iser Lav for Saita Labailo? That's the Pasuk. Amach Zagurushasa. The Pasuk says, Lo Yichad Bailo Arishan Asher Shilchla, Loshav Lekach Da'achar Esher, if the husband divorced his wife and then she married someone else and then she got divorced from the second husband, so he's not allowed to remarry the first husband. That's the Issa Machzik Gushosa. So the Tanoim find it difficult, that phrase, the first husband who divorced her is not allowed to remarry her, because Achare Asher Hutamo'o. What's Hutamo'o? Hutamo'o means she did something wrong. What she do, that's wrong. The first husband divorced and married someone else. Second husband doesn't like her, so she wants to remarry the first husband. What's Achare Asher Tamor? So the Gemara Yevamah says, Machlokes HaTanaim, Adaf Yudala. So one Tana, who's hardly ever quoted, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Chof Yud Pei Resh. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur says, Achare Asher Tamor means only Machzik Gerushosa min HaNisuin. If she got married to the second husband, first husband divorced his wife, she married second husband. Second husband, she had nisuin with him, they were living together. And then the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. If the second husband only had erisin, he was never living with her, then she's permitted to remarry the first husband. We don't pass like him. Hardly ever quoted, and when he's quoted, we don't pass like him. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. So he says, that's the mashmos achra shehu tamo'o, only machzik grushasim and anisuin. Machzik grushasim and erisin is mutter. So we don't accept that. We pass Kamachzik Rushas Beimena Erisim Beimena Isuin. So what do you do with the phrase Achri Hashahu Tamo? What does it mean? So the Gemara says we read the pasuk as if there were a vav there. the two lab is if there's a semicolon. Yichol Bali Rishon Shishilcha Loshev Lekachta semicolon Machzik Rishasa, and then and also Ba'achari Ashehu Tamo. If a man is married to a wife and the wife was mezaneh, that's v'nitma v'nitma Achari Ashehu Tamo. Then there's a lav. So that's if it's a Saita Vaday Eishes Shishizinsa Vaday. We call the Saita Vaday. Then there's a lav, and if it's only a Saita Sofik. Skinny love in Istra, that's an Isa Resi of Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma. Echel Labal, Echel Labal, Echel Truma. So, Nachamal. So, if a regular Eshishish, Nisua, they're married, and the husband is Choshed, the wife business, and he wants her Kine law, and Nistra, she says, you're crazy, you're paranoid, I'm not doing anything wrong, and there's no Isa Yichud here. Let's say Baila Bair, there's no Isa Yichud, or it's her father, or it's her brother. She says, the husband is a Meshuggah. He's making her crazy. She's not doing anything wrong. So when she does the stira didn't ruin the marriage. She can always drink the Mayim Amarim and she'll pass and she'll be materis labala. But if she's an arusa or a shemeris yavam, according to the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, shemeris yavam shezinsa suwa la yavam. So an arusa or shemeris yavam that there was kini astira, when she does the stira, she makes it impossible to remain married with her husband. Because she doesn't have the option to drink the Mayim Amarim. Because the Mishnah says, Arusa v'shemeres yavam lo shosos. The parsha doesn't apply of Saita. Because it's not tachas ishech. The pasuk has that expression. Tachas ishech. So therefore, when she does the stira made her asura ala baal. So that's a din v'lo notlos suba. My time of tachas ishech hamarachmane v'leko. He's missing tachas ishech. So the Gemara is asking, what does the Mishnah mean? The Gemara thought in the Hava mean, like Rashi said, Mili, Mili, Katani. The Gilgal is only Omen, Miyisha, Omen, Miyishacher. And the four cases mentioned in the Mishnah are four different cases. That's not Gilgal. Arusa, Nesush, Mas, Yom, Kenusa. These are the four possibilities of having a Saita drink the Mayim Amarim. The Gemara said, what do you mean Arusa? The Kinyan Steer occurred when she's in Arusa, so she doesn't drink. Is not going to come to the Shavuos HaSoita. It's not Tachas Bailech, and there won't be any din of Soita. So what could the case be? Elo must be, we'll tweak the case a little bit. Touch a little bit. The Kone Lok Shehi Arusa, V'Nistura Kishehi Arusa, V'Kamashma Lok Shehi Nesua. It was Kinla V'Nistura during Erisin, and then he waits till he does Nisuin, and then it is Tachas Ishech. So that's what it means. Shalosatis Arusa means the kinyas theory is during Erisin, and then he married her, he did the Nisuin. If he didn't do Nisuin, then it's not Tachas Ishech, he can't be Mashkahar. So the kinyas theory is during Erisin. So then the Gemara says, Mi bat ki lo maya, so the miracle is not promised in such a case, the Mayim Amarim will not be Boidek. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, V'niku ish me'ovoin. The pasuk is v'nikayish me'yavon. If the husband gave his wife to drink the Mayim Amarim and she didn't start getting sick, she didn't start turning colors, so then say raya that she's innocent. So she's permitted to remain with the husband. And the husband doesn't have to be worried. Maybe she has a schus or something. No, v'nikayish me'yavon. The simple pshat in the pasuk, the husband is not guilty of any aver if he continues to live with his wife. He doesn't have to be concerned. Maybe she really is a saita. Maybe it's improper for him to remain with her. Mutter, Benikish Mioven is not there. That's the Pashim Shat in the Pasik. And the Tanaim have an additional level of interpretation. Benikish Mioven is a condition in the Nihog of the Din. The only time the miracle is promised that the Mayim is Baidek is on the condition of Benikish Mioven. If the husband didn't violate his Din. But if the husband violated his Din, then the miracle is not promised. So what does that mean? What Din did he violate? So this machlek is Rashi in the Rambam. So Rashi learns, Shaloi bo aleha acha shenistira, shenestira ala b'stira zu. If the kine is stira, then you have the iser essay of Saita Safik, v'nitma, 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 the three times that it says v'nitma. Echa labal, echa labal, echa l'truma. So if the husband violated the iser of Saita labayla, the iser essay, then the miracle was not promised. The miracle will not necessarily apply in such a situation.
There was no person, and he couldn't live with her, and then he can bring this.
If what?
If he was thought she was Mizanama, she was an Arusa.
Arusa.
So,
he goes ahead and he does Nisuin.
He wasn't living with her. Because if he lived with her afterwards, then he can't bring her.
So maybe it's a case where he didn't live with her. How does one know that he did live with her? So that Rashi adds on. There's another pasuk. The Nasanish, I forgot the whole pasuk. In Baladei Ishech, if somebody had an affair with the wife aside from the husband, Baladei Ishech. So Rashi quotes the Loshan Gemara. You have it 5 lines from the list, from the bottom of the Rashi. You have to have shekod mashchivas baal leboil. Lo shekod mashchivas boil lebaal. If the husband was never baal ishto in advance, the boil was baal ishto before. So then the whole miracle doesn't apply. This birur of the Maim Amorim only works if the husband was baal ishto before bias haboil. But if you think that bias haboil was before the husband, so then it's a violation of baladei sheikh, and the miracle will not happen. So the only time it shechta, so nochemo. The Gemara thought mili milik katoni. Mishnah is talking about 4 different cases. Arusa nesua shemeres yavam and knusas. How do you have arusa? Arusa is ain't a shoysa. The Gemara thought no. The king has tira was doing erusin, and then the husband did nisuin. Then the husband did nisuin. So when does he think that she was? When does the husband think that she was mizana with the boyo during erusin? During erusin, the husband was not living with the wife. So it's not kod mashchivas baal leboil. Unless the husband was baal arisosoi. Unless the husband was baal arisosoi. Min ha-Torah is mutar. Once the woman is an arusa, she's mutaris to live with her husband. But the Rabbanon, they prohibited it. So here the Rambam has a different pshat from Rashi. Rashi learns, means the husband didn't violate the din of Soita Labaila. That Rashi say, the Rambam learns a totally different shot. Venika Ishmiyava means that the miracle of Maim Amorim was only promised in a situation where the husband never violated, since his bar mitzvah, he never violated any isabia. He never violated an isabia with it. Not with this wife. Not only soita asura labailo. Let's say he's a kohen and he once had an affair with a grusha, or he once was boala mamzeres, or he once was boala mitzvi vedoimi or something. So the Rambam writes in Hichlus Soita, if the husband violated any isadiyah at all, miyamav, since the day he was bar mitzvah, that's the question. Why did the Rambam, why not even before bar mitzvah?
Nine.
From the age of 9 on, yeah. Before the age of 9 is ain't biyosabiyah. But after the age of 9, biyosabiyah. So that's the question. How did the Rambam know that it's Misha Yagdo? There's no punishment, okay? That's correct, there's no punishment. A cotton ship boil isri bia is a la baronshin, but still he's not menuka meyavain. Where is this in the Rambam?
Doesn't Rashi have a Gemara like
him? No. Rashi is interpreting. This mashabam meyavain only means that the husband didn't violate this din of soita labaila. But the Rambam learns, this mashabam menuka meyavain. The Rambam's Perek Beis in Soita Alocha Ches, Kol Ish Shebo Bia Asura Miyomav Acha Shehigdil. That's the question. How does he know Acha Shehigdil? Ein Amayim Hamorim Bodkim Es Ishtoi. Afilu Bo Ala Resosa Beis Choma, which is only also Midi Rabbanan. The Rambam writes, She also only Midi Rei Seifim, Ein Amayim Bodkim Es Ishtoi Shenema, V'niko Ish Miyovain, V'ish Ha'iti Soas Avayno. If the husband never violated any bia asura miyomav, then isha noise says avayna, isha iti avayna. If the baal is manuka miyavan, then the miracle will occur. The Mishnah says there in Soita, if the couple is married by isa, let's say a kohen is married to a grusha, or to a chalutza, and he said the rabbanon, or he says married to a mamzeres, says kiddushin dobson. So the Mishnah says heino mashke. So the Rambam says why is heino mashke? Because it's not menuka miyavon. Rashi holds that it's not true. Rashi holds heino menuka. The fichach, the Rambam writes halacha tes, halacha ches. He says as mashabam menuka miyavon, he didn't violate bi asura. If the bar mitzvah, the ma'am arm doesn't boidik. Leficha he writes, im hoise ishto asura lo mechai bilavin or mechai be esay. If it's a chavi krisis, so there's no kiddush and topsin. It's not ebe ish, it's ishtoi. So there's no parsha of soito. A man is living with a woman be yisur. They're not married. So there's no din of soito. It's not a soito asura baila. Whole din of soito only applies if they are married. If she's a chavi krisis, there's no kiddush and topsin. So that's why the Rambam says if a man is living with his wife, they're married. Chavi lavin, chavi esei. Afilu shnia, shnia slarai is only awesome at the Rabbanan. Vikinin lavin istra, ain't a shoysa. Why is ain't a shoysa? Because ain't abba menuka miyoven. That's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. Rashi holds that ain't a menuka miyoven is only a din if he violated the din of soita vinitma. So how does Rashi learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if the couple is married by Issa, if a kohen is married to a grusha, or Yisrael is married to a mamzeres, the whole parsha soita doesn't apply. So Rashi quotes a sifrei on the parsha soita. It only goes if it's a permissible marriage. If it's a forbidden marriage, the whole parsha doesn't apply. It's not the same as the Rambam. The Rambam says because it's called en abba menuka miyoven. Rashi holds menuka miyoven is a local din only if he violated the isur of soita. Shebo aleo achash enistra. That's where Rashi had to come up with a different marker. He quotes the Sifrei that if it's a forbidden marriage, the whole parsha Saita doesn't apply. Yeah.
Rabbi asked why after 9 he should be considered Matmuka Miyava.
Right.
Isn't the Katan allowed to be over any Saman Bahamasa?
Is what? A Katan?
He's allowed by Gath. There's no Yisra in him being over on Yisra. So if he didn't do an Abba, then why?
There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin about a cotton mishka behema with a cotton. So the Gemara, the Mishnah asks, why do you put the animal to death? And modem chata behema mechata. What avera did the animal die that you killed the animal? Sharan niskal shosha argus adam. So the animal did an avera. He should have understood not to kill a human being. After the mabul, all the animals have a sense of, supposed to have a sense of gratitude to Noach and to the human race, that we saved them. The Ramban Chumash says, so when you kill the shor on this call for killing a human being, that's a punishment to the shor, even though the behemoths are lav b'nei seichel, lav b'nei das, but this much seichel they do have, that they know that they're not supposed to kill human beings. But if you have mishka behemoth, it says, v'rak tasayisha v'sa behemoth ta'roigus, and the Mishnah asks, in bottom chota, behemoth mechota, so the Mishnah gives two answers. One answer is, shabas lolem takol al yodai. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes another reason why, because of kolayim, that the behemah shouldn't be walking around in the street. People say, oh, that's the behemah that he sinned with, and they put him to death. So the two reasons. So the Gemara says, what's the difference, halacha l'maisa? Gemara says, the difference is, what if it's a katna boa ala behemah? So if it's mishum takola, even though he's a katan, it's called bas lodim takola al yod. So that's the kasha. You see from that Gemara that a katan haboa ala behema, mishka behema is an avera, and the pashta says akatna baleishisish is also an avera. Let's say it's only mishka behema, probably means all bias asuras that the katan does. It is considered an avera. So why that's the kasha? So why does the Rambam say kolisha boal biasur miyama mishahigdil? Even kodin shahigdil should also be ena menuka miyama. That's the kasha that they ask on the Rambam. The kasha is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a katan who practices mishka behema, that is called bas lodem takol al yoda. The katan who violates gili arayis is considered an avera. So again, so the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara thought originally that the Mishnah is giving all the four possibilities: arusa, nesua, shemeres yavam, and knusa. The Gemara said, how can it be arusa? How can it be an arusa during erusin? The Mishnah says arusa v'shmeres yavam lo shosas. Lo notal tzuba. That's another story. Why? Because her doing the stira, asad her labayla, in a way that it's impossible to be matir. Yeah, Rashi and Tosfos quoted in, what if you have a woman is nesua, a kinyan lo benistura, and so the stira should really asa her labayla, but she knows that she can go to the Beis Amin. She says she's not afraid. She's going to drink the Mai Mamarim. So you don't say that the stira ruined the marriage. She has an option to drink the Mai Mamarim. So let's say there's a saita during the suin, and then the husband drops dead. So after the husband dies, that's not tachas ishech anymore. Even though it was kinyan lo benistura during the husband's lifetime, after he dies, he can't be mashkan the Mai Mamarim. So what do you do? Does she lose the ksuba or not? Mesu, Mechu Achaloshasu. Rashi and Tosfos quoted. What's a din? If Mesu Achaloshasu, if the husband died before the wife had a chance to drink the Mai Mamarim. It's not her fault. But the bottom line, it's a suffix. A saita suffix is a suffix. We consider it a suffix. Because of his kinyan lo benistura, strictly speaking, I should say, the woman is becheskas muteris labayla, and there's no iser at all. But the Torah says there is an iser esse. The Torah declares that it's called the suffix. So if it's a suffix, what do you do with the ksuba? He said, the din is amotza machaber olav araya. When the husband dies, the wife always gets ksuba. But if the wife ruined the marriage, let's say the wife ruined the marriage while they were married, and the husband would have had to divorce his wife. And then the husband gets a heart attack and he dies. But she ruined the marriage. So she did something to ruin the marriage, so she loses the ksuba. We penalize her. She loses the ksuba. So here, you can't really say she did anything wrong. At the time that it was kinyan lo benistura, it could have led up to drinking the Mai Mamarim. So she didn't do anything wrong. But now we just have a case. A man died, and it's a suffix whether the wife is entitled to the ksuba. So what's the din? So the din is amotz machaber ol avara. Whoever is muhsar wins the mamon. So that's the shayla. Who's muhsar? Who's muhsar on the ksuba? So that's the original, that's in Seitel Chafem based. That's the original machlekes b'shamay misil. So b'shamay's opinion is not accepted. B'shamay is of the opinion, shtarchoev ha-meligvus kigovi domi. Since the wife has a ksuba, and there's a shiba nechosim, so shiba nechosim means the karkos of the husband aknuim to the wife b'biktsas. Shiba nechosim means the kinya lachatzayin. So the wife is considered muhsak on the mamon. So the wife collects the mamon. And we pass like misil. It's still mechusu gavayna. She didn't collect it, so that's the original machlekes b'shamay b'sil. Then you have this machlekes appear in the Baba Basra and Yom. It's different places. This machlekes pops up in different forms. Each, but the original source of the machlekes is that mishnah. Mesu al shaloi shasa. If the husband died before he had a wife, before he had a chance to have the wife drink the Mai Mamarim, is she entitled to collect the ksuba? So the din is the muhsak wins. So that's machlokes. Who is the muhsak? Whenever you have a shtar chayiv, and the malveh has shiba nechosim, and the karkois haknuyim, so the malveh with respect to gviya, so b'shamay hold that the malveh is considered the muhsak, and we don't pass like that. We pass on that the loiveh is considered the muhsak. So over here, the wife will not collect. The wife is not, the husband is considered muhsak, not the wife. So nachamol. So the Gemara is wondering, how do you have a case of an arusa? The Gemara thought arusa is a separate case, nesua is a separate case. How can I have an arusa? If it's kinyan lo benistura and she's going to drink the Mai Mamarim during erusin, it's against the Mishnah. Arusa b'shmasi abalo lo shosos, my time at tachas isha chamachmona v'leka. It's not tachas isha, so we'll have to touch it up a little bit. Kinyan lo benistura during erusin, and then kamashka lo kishahin nesua. He's going to wait till he's going to do the nisuin, and then he's going to have a drink of Mai Mamarim. So the Gemara says, no. If the husband is not Bo'aleo, then it's a violation of Mibala de Ishech. Only if Kod Meshchivis HaBaal, Le Boil. And if the husband was Bo'aleo, he knows that she was Kina Lovinistra. He knows that there was Kina Astir, and still he's Bo'aleo. Then the Baal is Eni Menuka Mi'oven, the holidays, even according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that's the only case of Eni Baal Menuka Mi'oven. He violated the din. He knows that she's a Saita. He knows she's a Saita. So let's say she knows she was not Mizana. She knows the fact she was not Mizana. Her husband is mamish paranoid. And she knows she was not Mizana. So she allowed her to be with her husband. So the Rishonim say, no, it's an Isser Esi. Even though she knows that the facts are that she was not Mizana, But that's the pasuk says, "Vinitma, vinitma, echal abba, echal abba." Even though she knows the fact that she was loizinsa, but
she'll be over.
She will also be over the essay. There's no malchus because it's only an iser essay, but she will also be over, even though she knows for a fact she was not zinsa. Whenever you have kinu yastira, the halacha declares that it's a suffix, even though it's beches kaseter, the halacha declares that it's a suffix, and this suffix asar kasum kevadai, even though she knows that it's not true. She will be a violation of the iser essay also, not only the husband. She will be a violation of the iser essay. So again, how can you have that the husband is mashke the wife doing erisin? Erisin is not tachasishech. So you have to have that he was kinela minister doing erisin, and then he was kainer, and now it is tachasishech. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Was he bala? Was he not baalishta? If he was baalishta, ina ba menuka miyavain. So he cannot be mashke. The Torah's promise doesn't apply in this case. The promise that the Torah made that the bain will be baidik doesn't apply in this case because of a lack in abam menukam yavan. And if he was loibo aleho, he didn't violate anything. If he was loibo aleho, he just did nisun, but it was loibo aleho. Then the Torah, the parsha doesn't apply because the pasuk used the expression in baladei sheikh, which has the connotation of shekod mashchivas haboil. Lebal, he was called Meshchivis Habal, he was called Meshchivis Boy Lebal. So there's no din of Bayim Amorim. The Gemara says, so how does the Mishnah say that, how does the Mishnah say that Arusa Yemashke? Elazak Demar, they Gilgal. The Gilgal is not only Amamiza, Amamishacha, that's Gilgal. And the next four cases are four different cases. Arusa, Nesua, Shemeres Yavim Kenusa. No! The woman is now a Nesua. And she was kinela benistra. And the husband makes her swear in the Beis HaMikdash she wasn't mezana during the Nisuan. And then he says, and even though I wasn't mekana you during erisin, I want to be megalal on you that you were never mezana during erisin. Because if she was mezana, then she becomes asur al-bail. It can't be megalal, I want you to swear that you ben shlecht last week before the shkia. He's choshed she was mishachal shabbos. Chal shabbos doesn't affect the marriage. So you can't be mashbi on that. That's a shvu avisa heter. He only has the right to be megalgal if it would asa lebailam. So if zinsa during erisin, or the Mishnah holds even zinsa during shemeres yavam, the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva, zinsa during shemeres yavam asas to the yavam. So the Gemara says elai de gilgal. You have to say that when the Mishnah says Arusa and Nesuah Shemeres Yavam and Kenusa, it's not four different cases. It's the one case of the Nesuah, and the husband is Mashbiah her in the Beis HaMikdash, and he makes a Gilgal on the Yeris. So the Rambam claims that Kol Isha Baal Bi Asura Miyamah Misha Higdil, even if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, and he gives you an example, Boal HaVesosa de Beis Chamav is only the Rabbanon, then the next halacha he gives you, therefore, the Fichach, if the couple is married by Isser, and he gives you a Shnias, he's married to Shnias, is only an Issa de Rabbanon. There's still, even if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, the din is that it's called Ein HaBal Menuk Miyav. The Ravid is Masang on the Rambam, and he says about Boal Bola Rasas at Beis Chama, he said that's against the Gemara. Because of Haravid Zal, Hai, the low. The Gir said, hey, Rashi quotes that Gemara from Soita. The last three lines in Rashi on Chob Zayin on the Beis. So Rashi quotes that Gemara. Vivom Sikh and Mukalukish Bola Ors Beis Aviyah. And the Gemara considers that that's not a problem. According to Rashi, of course not a problem. Ein habal menuka miyavan is only a problem if he violated vinitmo. And the Mishnah that says if the kohen is married to a grusha, the din doesn't apply. Rashi said because it's a prohibited marriage. Because it's a prohibited marriage. But bola resasa b'beis chama is not a prohibited marriage. According to Rashi, it's not called the is not called Ein Abal Menuchah Miyovin. Ein Abal Menuchah Miyovin only applies if he violated the Nitma. But the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds even a Baal HaRisasa, even though it's only the Rambam. And the Raibit is Masik because of the Gemara there, that Rashi quotes. The Gemara Soita sounds like it says that Baal HaRisasa Beis Chamav would still have the din of Parsha Soita, would still apply. That's not the violation of Ein Abal Menuchah Miyovin. Fine. So Ula finally established that from the Parsha of Seto, Amen, Amen, you can derive that there is an institution of Gilgal Shvur. Then the Gemara asked, all right, Ashkan Seto di Yisura, Mamayna min Olan. We have a call, Mamayna min Yisura loy alfina. It's a different area of halacha. Within the Imamanis, we assume all the dinim fit into one pattern. Within Yisra the Hetra, all the dinim fit into one pattern. And within Tumah V'Taru, all the dinim fit into one pattern. But you cannot learn from one of the patterns to the other. Isa mi tuma lo yafinan, and isura mi mamana lo yafinan. Mamana mi isura lo yafinan. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ashkechon tzaita, that's isa veheta. Mamana mi nolan. You can't say, mi yafinan mamana mi isura. Lo yafinan. Isa mi isura mi mamana lo yafinan. Mamana mi isura lo yafinan. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How do you know the Gilgul Shvur carries over to a dintur and didi mamanis and choshem mishpat as well? And for the Gemara, it's a kalva chaymer. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel. It's a kalva chaymer. What's a kalva chaymer? In order to be mashke your wife after kinah stira, you have to have eidim. Let's say the husband comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he schleps, he's dragging his wife in, she's screaming, she doesn't want to come, and he's insisting, I was mekanelo, and she was nistira, and she says he's crazy, he never warned me, I was never nistira, the whole thing is shekha v'chosim. Does he have the right to be mashke his wife based on his say-so? So the Gemara says, no, it's a machlokes hatanoim. How many edim do you need? So one tana, we paskin, you need two edim on the kinoi, you need two edim on the stira. One tana holds all you need is one ed echad on the kinoi, but you need two edim on the stira. One tana holds you need two edim on the kinoi, but ed echad on the stira is enough. Three different opinions. We paskin aloch, you need two edim for the kinoi, you need two edim for the stira. If you only have ed echad, if the husband himself says on his own, that's a discussion. The Beis HaLevi has a discussion of this. The two Edom that are needed for the Kina and two Edom that are needed for the Stira, is that considered Edus L'Kiyam Adov? Is that considered Edus L'Bir Adov? It's a man is Mekadosh and Isha Bein Ol Bein Ol, and there's nobody there. So that's a Gemara later on Dav Samachay. The Gemara says, Afilu Huvi Hishnei Amodim. The Chassan and the Kala both say the same thing, that he was Mekadoshar, but there's nobody there in the room at the time. So the din is at the Kiddushan and Natchal. Why? Because the requirement for to aid him is Lakiyam Adover. If you don't have to aid him, it's simply Natchal. So that's the Shaila over here. The requirement that you need, we pass on Laloch, you need to aid him for the Kinoi, and you need to aid him for the Stira. Is that Lakiyam Adover? Is that Leber Adon? My Nafkamina. Let's say the husband knows that he was Kinilo, and he knows that it was Nistura, but he doesn't have any Edom at all. But he knows that Kinilo said, then he's not allowed to live with his wife. But if he say that the Edom is Lekiyam Adover, so then, even though he knows what the facts are, it's like the Chosan Kale, he says, he was Mekadosha Beno, the Beno, he knows he was Mekadosha, they both know, but they know Edom is Lekiyam Adover, so it's not Chal. So that's the Beis HaLevi has that discussion.
Huh?
By the marriage, it's also should be Shavya Nafshe.
Yeah, but it's not married. They're not married if there's no
Eidus Lekim. We learn that from a pasuk that if you know Eidus Lekim Adava, the marriage doesn't get off the ground.
No, it's in Kium. I mean, Halois.
Why not? She becomes Asur al Bailam. That's the Shaila. Maybe if the Kinui was done, Bali Eidim. Maybe it's not called the kinui. Maybe the kinui only has to be bifnei shnei edim. So that's what the Beis HaLevi has the following shaila. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz, he's in the back of the Gemara. He was the Rav in Pinsk, I think. So he had to go away one day, and he told his wife, if so-and-so comes, don't let him in the house. I don't like him. He didn't like him. A rabbi from another village. So the rabbi came, and his wife was embarrassed not to let him out. She was going to say, my husband doesn't like you and I can't let you in the house. So she let him in the house and she gave him coffee and cake, and then after an hour he left. So the husband came home, so he was nervous, He knew that he told the wife, don't let Pliny enter the house. There was nobody there when he said it. And the wife said to him, she said, he came and I was embarrassed to throw him out, so he let him come in for an hour. He stayed in the house. The husband was probably in the city. It's probably Baila Boyer, so there was no Issa Yichud. She didn't violate Issa Yichud, but it's still called Stira. Even if they didn't violate Yichud, it's still called Stira. That's what the Abnezer quotes from the Baal HaTanya, that Stira is not the same as Yichud. Bein l'hokl, bein l'hachmer. Let's say if you have 100 people in a business office, and then at the end of the day, everybody goes home, and the last two people who are there are a man and a woman. So that would be an Issa Yichud, but it's not called Stira. Stira is only if the man and the woman went into the room together. And then sometimes that's a case where it's a violation of Yichud, but it's not called Stira. Sometimes it's called Stira, and there is no violation of Yichud. Let's say husband is choshed his wife, she's having an affair with her brother or with her father. So there's Etta Yichud. The wife says, you're paranoid, you're crazy, I'm not having an affair with anybody. So she's allowed to have Yichud with her father, but it'll still be considered Stira. It'll Asa Labal. So that's what the Abnezer quotes from the Baal HaTanya, that Stira and Yichud are not necessarily totally separate. Sometimes the Stira is Mochama, and sometimes the Yichud is Mochama. So the Beis Halevi has this, he has two tshuvas, one after the other. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz about this shaila. The husband knew that he warned the wife, don't let Pliny come into the house. Al tisteri mish Pliny. And then the wife tells him, shaveh anaf shechadich b'yisur. The wife tells her husband that she let the guy in and he stayed for an hour. She gave him coffee and cake. So he wants to know, is the requirement for edus l'kiyum hadavar, is it l'kiyum hadavar? So even though the husband knows that he warned his wife, don't let Pliny in the house. If it's l'kiyum hadavar, so the kinyan is not chal. Or she did say it's only l'bir hadavar. If he wants to have a drink, the maimar marim in the Beis HaMikdash, she has to prove that he was mekanelo. But if he knows for a fact that he was mekanelo, so then she should become asur al bal. So the Beis HaLevi has a long essay, two tshuvas, one after the other, and he develops this chiddush that the edus on the kinyan is l'kiyum hadavar, and the edus on the stira is l'bir hadavar. But then the last paragraph he writes that the whole pilpul that I wrote is irrelevant to this case, because in this case, the husband was never choshed that his wife was having an affair with Pliny. He just didn't like Pliny. He was an arrogant Talmid Chacham or whatever. He didn't dress properly, whatever. But he wasn't choshed that his wife was having an affair. So he quotes the Gemara in Sota that the only time it's called kinui, if he's choshed the wife is nus. But if it's for some other reason that he says, don't be mechid with Pliny, because I don't like him, that the whole din of Sota doesn't apply. So the Beis HaLevi has this, it's based on the tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh. When you look in a regular edition of the Shagas Aryeh, so the Shagas Aryeh has about the Zman Kriyashma, where the Kriyashma is there, Isa der Abonan, Zman Tfilo. He has Tfilin, different things in the Shagas Aryeh. Then at the very end of the whole Shagas Aryeh, they printed two tshuvas authored by the Shagas Aryeh that appeared in other Shadas tshuvas Svarim. Not printed, but it was written by the Shagas Aryeh, sent to someone else. So one of those tshuvas is what the Beis HaLevi quotes over here. This he has a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, which doesn't read straight. So the Shagas Aryeh is Magia, the Girsa, and according to the Haggadah that he made, the Yerushalmi makes a distinction between the requirement for two Edim for the Kinui and the need for two Edim for the Stira. That the two Edim for the Kinui is L'kim HaDover, two Edim for the Stira is L'bir HaDover. So now Rabbi Shmuel is making a kavuchem. The Gemara asks two lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin and the base. Ashkechan soita diyisur mamayna minon. We have a klam mamayna miyisur lo yafina. So true, you have a parsha soita amein amein. You see that there's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah, but maybe it doesn't carry over to dinim amenis. So Rabbi Shmuel claims there should be a kavuchem. Ma soita shulanitna lehitava beid echod. The din requires you have to have wheat paskin. You need to eat them on the kinui and to eat them on the stira. Eid Echod is not enough to create, to be Neman, to be Mechayiv, that she has to swear Shvuas HaSoita. So Ma HaSoita, Shulanitna Lihitova Be'Eid Echod, you need Davke two Eidim, both on the Kina and the Stira. Nonetheless, Migalgalim, you say Amen, Amen, there's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah. So Ma Mishanitna Lihitova Be'Eid Echod, that's Shvuas Eid Echod. There is an institution of Shvuas Eid Echod. So Pasuk and Chumash. Rashi quotes the drasha. Le'yakim enech lish l'cholav and l'chol chatas b'chol chet ashiyech t'lov and l'chatas ain't a come. Avol kam hu l'shvu. That's the mocker for the institution of Shvuah Seid Echad. How many Shvuahs are there in Dini Mammon? It's their Isa. Shvuah Seid Echad is one Shvuah, might have been Miktas to the other one. In Gilgal Shvuah, that's the third one. Then there's another Shvuah HaShemim. Shvuah HaShemim is Anatayin Shema. That's a different kind. The Gemara says, really, the Gemara says, Bob Metziah, Shvuah HaShemim really shouldn't be. The Shema shouldn't have to swear. The Mafkid gave him a pikod. The Mafkid was not there when the whole story happened. So the Shema says, I'm only a Shema Chinam, and I was not Poshea. It was a Gnei Valaved. And the Mafkid says, maybe it's not true. Maybe you were Poshea. What if it, maybe you were Poshea? Is that Taina Shema? And the Taveh has a Taina Shema. And the Nitva has a Tainas Bari. It says, I know for a fact that I was not Poshea, and it was a Gnei Valaved, the Sampota. So based on the rules and regulations of Shvuah, in Didi Mominis, the Shema should not have to swear. So the Gemara has a Lashon, Shvuah Zuk, and the Elohav is Daito Shabalabais. It's a din in the Torah, you have to swear, but in the din Torah, the Shema should win hands down. Shema shouldn't have to swear. It's self-understood. When you're Mekabel Shmira, it's as if you accept it upon yourself in case you'll want to paddy yourself later with the Taina. There was a Gnei Vaveda, and you were only a Shema Chinam, and you're part on Gnei Vaveda, so it's as if you accept it upon yourself that you're going to swear. But it's not that really we're really misupik whether the guy owes money or not. He really does know money. So that's what the Gemara says. There's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah by Saito. It's easier to make a Chiv Shvuah. Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah. That's one of the Shvuahs that Raisa. Shvuahs might have been Mitzas, Eid Echad, and Gilgal Shvuah, and Shvuah HaShomer. That's a different kind. Those are the four derech. Then you have a whole bunch of Shvuahs Derabbanan, many different kinds of Shvuahs Derabbanan. Then you have Shvuahs Esses. The Tosis claims didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. Rashi interprets the Mishnah Shvuahs that the Mishnah Shvuahs has already the Shvuahs Esses. The Tosis says, what is he talking about? Shvuahs Esses was instituted in the days of the Amoraim Achreinim. That's the Loshon HaGemara, the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. Gemara has a Loshon, the Hashta, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Shvuah Esses, now the din is going to be like this. So Tosis says, what does it mean, Vahashta the Tikkun Rabbanan? Hashta means in the days of the Amoraim Achreinim that they instituted Shvuah Esses, so the din changes. Here's the Tosis. Mem Gimelam and Beis, Tosis the Maschal. Vahashta the Tikkun Rabbanan Shvuah Esses. Hashta means now that the Talmud Babli is being edited, they just introduced the Shvuah Esses. In the days of the Tanoim, it didn't exist. Not like Rashi. Rashi interprets a Mishnah Shvuahs. The Shvuah Esses already existed in the days of the Tanoim. That's what Tosis translates Vahashta. The word Vahashta appears every so often in the Gemara. Vahashta, that the din is like this, the Tosis says it's a technical term, means in the days of the Amoraim Achreinim, when they're editing the Talmud Bavli, they came up with this new din. So that's Rabbi Shmuel, started by Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, he came up with this Kalvachayma. If there's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah by Soito, even though you really need two Eidim to be Mechayim, you need two Eidim on the Kino, you need two Eidim on the Stira, so Kalvachaymer, and nonetheless, there's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah, so should there also be a Gilgal Shvuah by Dini Mamanis as well. Dini Mamanis, Shinitan L'Taveh Abed Echod, Eid Echod is Nema to be Mechayim Shvuah, Ein Adin, shouldn't there be a Kalvachaymer, Ein Adin, Shemegalgalam, there should be a Gilgal Shvuah. Fine. Then the Gemara asks on the third line, Ashkam Bevadai Sofik Minon, maybe it's true by the Saita, Amen, Shalos Satisa Mizeh, Shalos Satisa Mishacher, Amen Mizah Mishacher. That's only a Taina Shema, because the whole Shavuos HaSaita is a Shema. The husband doesn't know anything. The husband doesn't have a Taina's Bari. He only has a Taina Shema. So Ashkechan, by Saita, the basic Shavua is on a Taina Shema of the husband. And you can be Megalal on a Taina Shema. Maybe she was Mezana during Erisin. Maybe she was Mezana Mi'ishacher. But by a din Torah and Didi Mamanis, where you're not mashbiya on a Taina Shema. Shavuos HaShemim is different. Shavuos HaShem, the whole thing is a Taina Shema, but it's only a Behofiz Daito Shabbal Abayis, the Gemara says. It's not that we're not sure who's telling the truth. We know the Shem is telling the truth. But we treat it as if he had accepted upon himself, when he accepted the Shmira, that he's going to swear. Behofiz Daito Shabbal Abayis. So the Gemara asks, the Shavuos and Didi Mamanis, leaving out Shavuos HaShem, all have to be based on a Taina's Bari. So how do you know that you can make a Gilgal on a Taina Shema on a Shavua Abamin? Hashkan Vibadai Sofik Minon. How do you know? By Soita, everything is Sofik. So you could be Megalgal from a Sofik on a Sofik. But by Shavuos Mamon, where the basic Shavuah is only where the Taina is Bari, how do you know you can make a Gilgal with a Taina Shema? Everything more Tanya, Reb Shem Bayichai Aymer, he has a Yafusa. Nem Shavuah Bachutz, Nem Shavuah Bifnim. Shavuah Bifnim is by the Soita. Shavuah Bachutz is in a Shavuah and a Dintara. Ma Shavuah Ha'amur Bifnim, also Basofik Yivadai, Av Shavuah Mar Bachutz, also Basofik Yivadai. That is the Gemara. Fine, so we have established that there is an institution of Gilgal Shavuah. What does Gilgal Shavuah mean? That's also a question. In the Sugya, the beginning above Metziah, the Gemara has a pilpul back and forth, and there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the maskana? Gilgal Shavuah means that just like there's a Shavuah Seid Echad, just like the Shavuos Moedim and Mitzvahs. So if I got you involved in a Din Torah and a Moedim and Mitzvahs case, that creates a Chiyuv Shavuah and a Kofer HaKol case. That creates a separate Chiyuv Shavuah. They say, no. Once you have to swear on the Moedim and Mitzvahs case, I can demand include a statement in the Shavuah on the other cases as well. Not that it's Mechayim another Shavuah. That's how the Rambam writes. Koilol b'Shavuasoi. You should include in the Shavuah a statement on the other cases as well. So this is what's the difference? So you have to look in the beginning of Bar Metzia. It's a discussion beginning of Bar Metzia. What is Gilgal Shavuah? Is it Shavuah Gerera Shavuah? It's all part of the same Shavuah. It Kodol B'Shavuah, a statement on the other case? Or no, it's a separate, like Shavuah Seir Erechot. Shavuah Seir Erechot is one Chiyuv Shavuah, Mari Mix another Chiyuv Shavuah, and Gilgal Shavuah is another Mechayiv B'Shavuah. There's a Raglaim L'Dovah, the fact that in the other case, you're mechuyev shvuah, so that makes this tain into a tain chashuva, and also you have to swim. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes in the Rishonim, how to paskin. What is it lemaskana? Then the Gemara has a statement. Ad hechan gilgul shvuah. How far can you go with the gilgul shvuah? Amar Avir Amar Av, the Amale, even if the Taveh says to the Nitva, Yishaveh Ali Shein Avdi Ato. I claim that you're my Evik Naini. So I want you to swear that you're not my Evik Naini. So I got you involved in a Din Torah on a dollar, on $5 or something, and you have to swear that you don't owe me the $5, and now I'm going to be Megalgal. You should swear that you're not my Evik Naini. So the Gemara says, what? The person is Becheska's not an Evik Naini. And I'm claiming he's my Evik Naini, and he has to swear a Gilgal Shavuah. Mor says, "Hahu, that case, shemutim shamtin alei. If a person has a taina at someone else that he's an evik naini, you should really put him in cherem for having such a taina. Nidui, cherem shamta. You should put him in nidui for having such a taina. The tanya we have a brisa, kodach avera evid yehi benidu. What's the avera? If I call someone by a dirty name, said that's I know as dvarim. Okay, that's I know as dvarim. I cause aggravation. If you aggravate anybody, that's called I know as dvarim." But apparently here there's some added Isser. In addition to the Noah's Dorm, there's an added Isser. Since remember, Rav Soloveitchik once suggested, maybe it's the mitzvah of Vikidashtoi. Vikidashtoi means you have to be Mechabed the Kohanim to give the first Aliyah. Levtech Rishon, Levrach Rishon, Litl Mani Yofer Rishon. So maybe that Pasuk Vikidashtoi means that Klal Yisrael has to see to it that they preserve all the Yuchsin. Maybe it's not just Neged to Kedushas Kuna, maybe it's all the Yoni Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. Right. Yeah, but you don't put him in Nidui, so apparently it's less of an Avera.
It still seems like it's more of an Isser than Samanat
Shkar. Yeah. It's an Isser of Ainuaz Dvarim, plus an Isser of Lashon Har. Hakar Lachavera Rasha, it's an Isser of Lashon Har. Yeah. He aggravates the fellow, that's Ainuaz Dvarim, and he's also, he's saying he's a Rasha, that's Lashon Har.
Is it
called now, Surim and Mimon Le'afinan,
that when you have a couple of
Chomer,
this
doesn't
apply?
Is
that
then
general? Because otherwise, I mean,
so
you
got
a couple of
Chomer,
so
who
says that?
She'd still say Surim and Mimon Le'afinan, yeah. I don't know. Could be. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Then whenever you have a kavachayma, then the klal doesn't apply. Only a mamatzinu. The klal only applies when you have a mamatzinu. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, that's the case? I wanted to swear that shalonim kartali be'evet kanaini, that you're not, but you have a kanaini. Akor lachaver evet, yehe benidui. How can it be? So the Gemara says, Elo, my Rabbi, shabelu shalonim kartali be'evet ivri. Not that I say he's an evet kanaini. Evet kanaini, that's I'm pager in his yuchsin if I say he's an evet kanaini. No, I say, Shaveli, I want you to swear a Gilgal Shvua Shalonim Kartali, the Eved Ivri. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a Gilgal Shvua for that? Why don't you swear an Eved Knaini Hukish Lekarkoas? And Eved Ivri, there's no pasuk that it should be Hukish Lekarkoas. So it should be considered Metaltalim. So the Gemara says, Hai Tanim Malyasehi, Mamani is Legabei. Means he's Mukhiv to give him service for the next 6 years. If he's an Eved Ivri. So that's just plain Nishboyim Ala Metaltalim. Why did you say that you need a Gilgal Shvua for that? You shouldn't need any Gilgal Shvua. That should be Dina. Only Eved Knaini should be Dina Kikarka. So to this, the Gemara answered, Rabba the Taimei. Rabba is the one who said, Arechem Gilgal Shvua. You can make him swear Shvua, Shalonim Kartali, Be Eved Ivri. Yeah. Shalot. Shabbele Shalom Kartali, Be Eved Ivri. So Rabba goes to Lishitosa that he holds Eved Ivri, Gufa Konari. So the Eved Ivri is also Dina Kikarka. It's also Dina Kikarka. You don't say that it's Dina Kimitaltlin. Eved Ivri Gufakonim makes it that the Ein Nishboim Ala Eved Ivri also. That's a Beferish Gemara. Yeah. Okay, we're ready to learn the next Mishnah, or we should save that for tomorrow? Anybody awake?
Everybody
not so hard. Yeah. Let's see another Mishnah. There's a Kinyan Kesef. Karkas nicknames be Kesef. What about Metaltalim? I want to buy an automobile. An automobile sells for $40,000. I have to pay the $40,000. So that's the din. If you paid money for the automobile, and the mocher or the lekech wants to back out, so they give him a mishapora. It's an avera. You're not allowed to back out. But if he backs out, bottom line, he backs out, and the kinyan is canceled. But if he made a kinyan mishicha agbol, that's how they give me the keys and I drive away with the car. That's a kinyan mishicha. Hagbol is not so easy to do a hagbol on a car. You put it on a lift and you push the button. You can make hagbol, but it's not so easy. It's easier to make a Mashiach. So the Mishnah says, Kol anasa damim bo acher, poshe pshat is money. Money that I would pay to buy something, kibin shuzoch hazeh, neschayiv zeh, b'achalipo. What happened over here? How do you translate the words in the Mishnah? Kol anasa damim bo acher. So Rashi says, Hashta salgadaitech, the havamin of the Gemara is going to be that the madbeo osa lashmini kimshu zochazeh, and zchayiv zeh bach alipov. I paid you the $40,000 for the automobile, so I'm kind of you mechuyif to deliver the automobile to me. But then the Mishnah says, Ketzad. Ketzad, for example, Kezetzad. The second half of the Mishnah is talking about what we call Chalip and Shove B'Shove. There are two kinds of a Chalip. It's Chalip and of Suder, Kenyan Suder, what we call it. And that's Chalip and Shove B'Shove. That's called barter. The Chazanish quotes that some sociologists claim that money is an evil of society. That man invented money. It's a terrible thing. People are out to amass a lot of money. The world would have been a better place if man would not have invented money. So the Chazanish says that that's not the Hashkafas HaTorah. People can sin a lot for money, with money. They can do a lot of sins, they can do a lot of others, but money is not an evil of society. How does he prove it? So number one, if there's a din that sometimes that Pidya Maaseh Sheni can only be done with cash, can't do Pidya Maaseh Sheni with Shavei Kesef. And Machzah Shekel can only be done with kesef. You can't use shavu kesef. That's a brisa. When we learned the first daf in Kiddushin, we said that brisa and mechor is daf and aleph gives three cases. So one of the cases for sure is only a din derabbanan. The case you cannot when you oil a regal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, you have to buy an oil sriya. You have to pay for the oil sriya by giving cash. You can't give a shavu kesef. So Rashi quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rashi then mechor is nanal quotes Yerushalmi. That's only a din derabbanan. It gives you a whole reason. And this din, that to be paid in my Sushani, can only be paid in my Sushani on cash, you can't use Shavu Kesef. That's what Tzartan Kesef Adecha, Kesef Sheish Olav Tzur. That's Sugis and Perakazov, Mishnai is in my Sushani. That's for sure a din deraisa. And the third din is a question, that when you give Machtas HaShekel every year for the purpose of purchasing the Karbon HaSibur, so the Gemara says, Asbi Davke Kesh, you can't give Shavu Kesef. So that's two girsas in the Rishalmi, whether that's Shami Shkolim, whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Trubas writes, he alludes to the fact that he wrote a chibur on the Yerushalmi, that when he ran away from the communists, he had to leave it behind. He felt that that was his life's work, his chibur on Yerushalmi. And he says in his chibur on Yerushalmi, he was mevara that the correct girsa is that that's a din deraisa. And he only yotz a machzor shekel if you give it davke kesh. So the Chazon Ish says, if the halacha says that sometimes you only yotz a mitzvah, if you have care, how can you say that cash is an evil of society? The Torah is considering the ideal society. You have to have cash. Otherwise, there's a certain mitzvah. So you can't be out to machzor shekel if you're not going to have cash. Then he says, secondly, it says that when Yaakov Avinu came to the city Shechem, Vayichan es pnei ho'ir. So the Gemara in Madlikin understands that Yaakov Avinu gave chayin to the city. What way did it give chayin? So the Gemara has three suggestions. And one suggestion was, he instituted a monetary system. Until then, they just had barter. So I need a watch. I had to bring 100 behemoths to switch for a watch. And he needs elephants. He has to switch 100 behemoths. And everybody has to schlep clothing. Once you make money, it's easier to have business. So one opinion in Gemara that matbea tikkun lahem. One opinion, but the merchatz tikkun lahem. He instituted bathhouses. That people should be healthy. The other opinion is that he instituted shopping malls for the women. Shopping malls. So that's why Yichan Aspanehu. So the Chazon Ish says, if the Gemara considers that giving chayim to the city, obviously we don't agree with these gracious sociologists. We hold that money is not an evil of society. You can do terrible things for money and with money, but it does mean it's an evil of society. The ideal world is supposed to have cash. So the simple pshat of the Mishnah, Rashi says, is kol anasa damim. Money that's normally given to pay for something, if I give you $40,000 to buy the automobile, then I'm kind of the automobile. How can it be? But it's against the Mishnah in Hazov. It says that you're only kind of a Mishicha b'hagbor. If you paid money and you want it back out, or the other party wants back out, you're just getting Mishapara. That's an Avera to back out. That's why they curse you. Mishapara. The Gemara says Mishapara doesn't just mean on the books. They actually curse you when you want to back out. But it's not kindness. So how can the Mishnah say, Kim Shazochazeh, once I give you the $40,000, or Rashi says, I give you $1 from the $40,000. Kim Shazochazeh, Chaypa Khalipov, he gives him some of the money. How is he kindness? So that's what Rashi explains. According to the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara says, Chalipa my nihu matbeya, the Mishnah means matbeya, he's giving money. Are the dinners that mois are not koinos by metaltalim, only mishich and agbor? So that's where Rashi interprets in the Havamin of the Gemara. He was giving the money b'toris chalipa, not b'toris mois. Mois are taka not koinos, he can back out, but if you give the money b'toris chalipin, so then it will work.
How does that show itself?
Huh?
Well, you've got to express that?
Yeah. Did he say, here I want to pay for the automobile, here's the $40,000 payment, so then it's mois, and mois are not kindness. But if he says, I want to be kindness, zetachazeh, so then it's good, b'toris chalik. So the halacha says that it's no good. That's the kasha. There's a machlokes in Bob Metzia, and we paskin that matbeya is not good for chalik. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Chalik and my nihu matbeya, kol shenase dami b'acher, kim shenazach l'schayseh b'chalipov, he giving money, How can it be? If the Gemara Mamen of a bear Nasar Halipin, and then is that it's not true. A bear is not Nasar Halipin. The other day we said over the Ramban, Rashi says it's in Bob Metzir Perazov Daf Mem Vov. That my bear is not Nasar Halipin, not Nikhtim Bachalipin, neither not. Now, if I give a handkerchief and you have a sack of cash, I can't be kind of, I can't be kind of the money. And if I give you cash to be kind of something, I say, here, take this, but there is chalipin, it's also no good. Matbe is not nasa chalipin, it's not nikten b'chalipin, both not. Why not? So Gemara has a strange lashon, because daite atzursa v'tzursa avida de batla. People, when they talk about money, they know that every coin or every dollar bill has a certain imprint on it. And since the government can declare this is no longer legal tender, doesn't have to be accepted for payment of any debts. So therefore you're not kind of. What's the logic? Why is therefore you're not kind of? The Ramban said it's not called gufa mamon. Not called gufa mamon. Chalipin only works if the thing is gufa mamon. Not gufa mamon doesn't work. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow. Good. Taisa says a whole pshat that they reject. So just read the pshat, that's good.
According to the Ramban, the Orish was lived with his wife.
Yeah.
So he can't make a drink.
Right. Right. Even though it's only an Issa de Rabbana. Right. Like Shanias.
Yeah.